Pat, congratulations to you and the entire Saskatoon Valkyries organization for being named to the 2024 class in the Saskatoon Sports Hall of Fame. What does that mean to the organization and to yourself personally?
Well, it's obviously a great honor to be recognized by the Hall. You know, it's something that, you know, is a big surprise to us. We learned about it from our president, Elan. And we're just very, very pleased to be recognized.
You're here as the representative. You're the head coach of the team still or no?
Yes.
Yeah. So the thing that is so impressive about the Valkyries is their excellence year after year after year, winning WWCFL championships and putting women's football on the map here.
Yeah, it is something that we have had a lot of success, and a lot of the credit goes to our volunteers, our board, and of course our athletes and our coaches as well. It's just from top to bottom, our group works really, really hard every single season.
What about the athletes themselves? I mean, a lot of them are transitioning from other sports and decided, hey, I want to do what the boys do and get into this, and they've adapted very well, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are starting to see that there are young women who have been involved in football for many years, in flag, in touch, in tackle leagues that have just started here at SMF. So it is something that is starting to change, and where football is becoming their first sport, too.
Facilities certainly help, and this is a facility that certainly augments what you folks are trying to do.
It's second to none. You know, we've traveled around the country, and a lot of our athletes have traveled around the world for tackle football, and what we have here in Saskatoon is here at SMF Field is pretty special.
What's the legacy then of the Saskatoon Valkyries?
Well, I think the legacy is of excellence, you know, something for women in football, and it's just something that we're really proud to represent Saskatoon and Saskatchewan and our country.
Is it continuing? Are you able to, you know, replenish the coverage, so to speak, with young ladies wanting to continue to come in and play?
Yeah, I think we're a pretty young football team, so we're pretty excited about that, and it's something that we hope to continue for many years to come.
Pat, thank you so much.
You bet.